This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. They have everything from Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans. They've got everything you want. I have the Saucy, which is a terrific saucepan. It has curved sides. It has a pouring spout. It has a lid. And it looks so elegant. It's really a pleasure just to look at it on the counter, even before we're using it.
Yes, I love all the colors.
Yeah.
They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code HAPPIER. That's greatjones.com, promo code HAPPIER.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. As I've mentioned many times, I love secrets of adulthood, aphorisms, epigrams, paradoxes, koans, allegories, fables, and teaching stories of all kinds. Perhaps because I love them so much myself and go out of my way to read them, I'm often surprised to learn that a story or aphorism that I assume is very well known, or even a cliche, is actually not very well known. For instance, I love Aesop's fables. Aesop was a storyteller in ancient Greece who's credited with a number of fables now collectively known as Aesop's fables. Although his existence remains unclear and no actual writings by him survive, numerous tales credited to him have been gathered over the centuries. One of my favorites of these stories is The North Wind and the Sun. Many versions exist, but here is the basic version if you don't know this story. The sun and the north wind begin to argue about who was the stronger. As they quarreled, they noticed a traveler walking down a road. "Look," suggested the sun, "there's a traveler wrapped in a cloak. Let's decide who of us is stronger by seeing who can strip him of his cloak." The north wind agreed to the test and immediately sent an icy blast against the traveler to try to whip the cloak from his body. The traveler clutched his cloak, and the harder the north wind blew, the more tightly he hung on. Finally, the north wind gave up. Then the sun began to shine, first gently so that the traveler unfastened his cloak and let it hang loose. Then the sun started to shine more warmly until the traveler pulled off his cloak to rest under a shady tree. Aesop, as Aesop is wont to do, helpfully points out the lesson, which is a timeless one. Gentleness and kind persuasion often win when force and bluster fail. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.